Well, there's big news on the PAA front, and with me today is Craig Lamb. And Craig, you just announced a big event in Texas.
Yeah, we did, Terry. Thanks for having me on. The Toyota Texas Bass Classic is going to return to Lake Fork in April.
Man, that's just right around the corner. You know, that's right during the middle of tour season. It ought to be a great opportunity for guys to again, after last year's event and as well as it went, to really showcase what the PAA is about.
Well, that's right, Terry. But really, what we're all about is we want to showcase the management practices and style of the Texas Parks and Wildlife and the exemplary management systems they have in place as far as a slot limit lake like Lake Fork, and just call to attention just how well they manage their fisheries in the state, and especially at Lake Fork.
Well, you know, that is critical. I think, you know, I was just reading some white papers here recently about, you know, how we spend all of our money on rods and reels and boats and everything else, but the fisheries kind of get the back seat. And it's really, really important, I think, that when you see somebody doing it well, that they're recognized for that. In Texas, no doubt about it, with the Sherlunker and everything else they're doing, what a wonderful group of people.
Yeah, they're really great to work with. It's like you pointed out, there's Sherlunker, there's the Texas Freshwater Fisheries Center in Athens. There's all of their educational outreach, and they're really doing a lot and raising the bar on youth participation in fishing with their new urban fisheries program, which this donation that we're going to make is going to have a significant impact on.
Well, you know, you look at the PAA, and it's been around now for quite some time, you know, a brainchild of a couple of really big pros that said, hey, we need to get organized a little bit so we can do some things that are positive. But, man, did you ever think, you know, Craig, in your knowledge of this has been a long-standing deal, did you ever think you were going to be getting to this level?
I think that we were sooner or later. You know, we're not there yet, but we're certainly putting the tools and the people in place to be able to do that.
Well, your board of directors, number one, they work tirelessly and, you know, give up a lot of their own time, which they don't have a lot of. And you and your, you know, as your new role as director, you look at what, you know, the time and effort that goes into something like this. I think a lot of people see an event, they see the Classic or they see a FLW championship or they see a PAA event. They say, oh, they just flip a switch and away it works. But it doesn't work that way, does it?
No, not at all. I mean, the way we're structured is I essentially have 10 bosses. I report to the board of directors, and they're all great guys, and some of them I've actually grown up with, you know, considering how long I've been in this. So everybody's really committed to making this work, and especially with this event in Texas. It's going to be good for the sport and for the PAA.
Well, I can see a lot of real positive things coming out of this. Number one, staying power is so critical, and you know, having one event is great, but having multiple events is really good. And now you got a little bit of a job on your hands. You got to get those 100 anglers, as it says in the press release, out there and ready to go. But you guys have got some other opportunities as well for the guys that may be outside that bubble.
Right, Terry. The PAA's the tour level membership is set up on a system of performance on how a member or an angler performs in one of the two leagues, FLW and Bassmaster Elite Series. So what we're going to do is we're going to have an opportunity for the guys who don't qualify up on the front end through their performance points. And we're going to have something to announce about that in the next couple of weeks.
Well, that'd be nice. Maybe we can get you back on to talk about that as well. But, you know, I guess, Craig, as you look at the PAA, I can remember in the early days, you know, you were really trying to organize and do things that were positive for the sport. I mean, it really wasn't about creating another league or anything. It was about doing that. But now you've kind of taken a different tact, and it's a good one, I think, in the conservation role and the charitable role and some of the things like that. But you're going to make a mark, I think, that's going to be big time in this sport.
Well, we hope so, Terry. I mean, our objective, again, is first and foremost is to support Toyota and the Texas Parks and Wildlife and that conservation message. And also, we've got a charity that we embrace, which is Catch a Dream, and we hope that they benefit in some form or fashion from our PAA membership.
Well, as you look at the Toyota sponsorship, you know, one of the things I think that people recognize is the fact that just how quick Toyota has made a mark in the tow vehicle area. I mean, you look at what they've done. I can remember when I used to think about a Toyota, it was a little bitty small pickup truck, but not anymore. The Tundra has taken off.
Yeah, that's really what's the exciting part about this is that Toyota, and specifically Gulf States Toyota, gave us an opportunity on the front end of launching that full-size Tundra to help them have a co-branding opportunity with that. But, you know, again, I want to emphasize that our relationship with Gulf States is very much tied to the conservation side of what they're trying to accomplish down there.
Well, I think that's important. You know, sometimes we look at it from a sales and marketing standpoint, but in reality, it's about doing the right thing, huh?
Yeah, I mean, everything takes care of itself if you, you know, if you have the right image. I mean, we've seen that with other sponsors through the years. You know, it just makes sense if you take an approach like they're doing with conservation, that everything else will take care of itself.
Well, and then you look at what you've got. I mean, from the standpoint of going to probably the world's best bass fishery, I don't know of any better. You go into Lake Fork, it's managed well, as you talked about, but it's also a neat venue for, you know, people to be able to come and see it. It's close to Dallas. It's not that far away, so you've got a large metro area there. But if you have the crowds like you had last year, you're going to have to look at bigger pastures, aren't you?
Yeah, we are. I mean, there's nothing really that we can announce right now because we want to forge our relationship with Gulf States Toyota. You know, and there's certainly some things that we like to do with them as the PAA evolves, because they're our first and foremost partner.
Well, Craig, as you look at the PAA now, and I know, you know, it started out with just a handful of guys and now has grown to very large numbers. You know, Gene Ellison had a large role in that, and our own Scott Laney was involved in the initial days. But when you look at what everything and how it's building on itself, I mean, what are some of the things that you feel most proud about the future? I mean, is it kind of limitless?
It is limitless. I mean, right now I can't, you know, look into a crystal ball because we don't know where the industry's going. You know, the industry's... you know, I like to still say that this business is still almost just a small cabin business, really, if you look at it in the big scheme of things. So I really don't, you know, people say, well, what are you guys going to do? And I said, where do you think the industry is going to be in 2 or 3 years? And those are things that we don't know. The only thing I can say is that we're fortunate enough that we control our own destiny. You know, we don't have anybody pushing down from above us that dictates, you know, here's what we're going to do. I mean, fundamentally, we're a bunch of bass fishermen. I mean, it's really simple. That's what it's about at the end of the day, is bass fishing.
Well, I think it's kind of funny, you know. Of course, everybody knows you spend a lot of time at Bass and have a very, very strong relationship there, but you've also forged one with FLW, and I'm sure you've got plenty of free time now with this new director's role that you just probably don't have much going on right now, as indicated by this Texas tournament.
Yeah, we're going to have a lot of work to do with the Toyota Texas Bass Classic, but you know there are other things that we can now also focus on as we grow the PAA, and I'm really looking forward to being a part of that.
Well, I think, you know, you and I've talked about this offline, never on the radio, but it's one of those things where, you know, all of us applauded when we saw your name come up there, because all of us that know you know what you're about and know that your methods and your modus operandi, you're out there for the better of the sport, and you've always been that way. And I think ultimately people are going to recognize that, but boy, I tell you, it's got to be a thrill for you to be involved in this next event.
It is. I've been looking forward to this because it's like I said, even through all of my relationships with Bass and Ranger and everybody else, I've really had a great relationship with the folks at Parks and Wildlife. I mean, Phil DeRocher is the Inland Fisheries Director, and he's really excited about this. And a lot of their biologists who are on the ground have been friends of mine for a long time. And so I really think that we're going to do a lot of good things with them, not only with this event, but in the future as the PAA evolves.
Well, there's no question about it. As you mentioned, Phil, you know, they have done a wonderful job there in Texas and are an example to the other states that are out there and involved. And, Craig, I'm pulling for you, man. I think this is a great opportunity for the fans. I think it's a great opportunity for the anglers. And it's most definitely a great opportunity for Toyota and the Texas Wildlife Group. And thanks for being with us here at Bass Fan Radio.
Thanks, Terry. And like I said, in a couple of weeks, we're going to have some more information. We'd love to share it with Bass Fan.
Well, we'll have you back on. We're going to do that a lot. You know, you and I are going to probably get sick of each other here before it's over with, but we want to make sure that we get the good news out, and I really appreciate the time you spent with me today.
The door is always open, Terry. Thanks.
I'm Terry Brown. This has been Bass Fan Radio.